I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Oregon Bach Festival begins this Thursday, June 26th, and runs through Sunday, July 13th, after KLCC hosts the kickoff broadcast at 6:30 p.m. this evening, featuring cellist Jonathan Manson and lutenist Simon Martinellis. The theme of this year's festival is The Next Generation, reflecting the change in artistic directors, with Matthew Halls taking over after Helmut Rehling's remarkable 44-year tenure. Matthew Halls joins us in the KLCC studios. Welcome, Matthew.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Does it feel difficult to you to follow up such a legend as Helmut Rehling?
I'm stepping into a tradition. I'm stepping into an institution. I'm very much aware of the historical imperative to get the formula right for the coming seasons and for my tenure, and to make sure that I do two things, really, which is, one, to preserve the festival that I inherit and everything that's good about it, but also to develop it and to generate new ideas for the festival and to make sure that we address the needs of the 21st century audience and we take this festival forward.
The theme of this festival is The Next Generation, and I presume that does apply not only to the transition from Helmut Rehling to you, but also for the search for a younger audience.
We were actually talking about this the other day in the office, and I think that we shouldn't in any way be alarmed that classical music seems to attract older generations, because that is always the case. So therefore, that's an audience that regenerates itself all the time. But I think in terms of attracting younger audiences, we often think, oh, we need to get the teenagers in and we need to find the access point for young people. I was told that this is actually a slight distortion of what actually happens, which is that most people, when they're going through school, study an instrument of one sort or the other and have an experience of singing. And generally, the seed is planted for a real interest in the art form.
Let's talk then about this year's festival and where the access points might be for the uninitiated and where the highlights of the further depths might be in terms of the program.
Well, I think what we tried to do when we were designing this year's program is really to put on in the Holt Center and in Bell Hall events that we could absolutely guarantee that people would be incredibly touched by. Music by great master composers that we know throughout history has really had a great effect on man. I mean, it sounds a rather grandiose statement, but really that is very, very true. The reaction to these pieces of music has always been incredibly strong. And I can think, of course, immediately of the Verdi Requiem, which is absolutely at the heart and soul of the symphonic choral repertoire, one of the greatest pieces of symphonic choral music ever written. Also an event that brings everybody it possibly can together. It's a communal event. It really is a celebration of everything that this festival stands for. We're bringing together all the disparate elements, putting them on the same stage, and literally trying to raise the roof of the Holt Center with this ginormous masterpiece. Other things as well, where we've tried to think a little bit more out the box. There's this wonderful collaboration with Eugene Bally, where we're presenting a concert in a different format. We are choreographing music, we are conceptualizing music, and we are exploring what a concert can be if it's not just a standard concert format. Then the opening concert as well is interesting, because I suspect it's not a work that's performed in Eugene very often, the Monteverdi Vespers. In a sense, it's a couple of hundred years earlier than the Verdi Requiem, but it is also on the same scale for Monteverdi's time. It is a huge piece of musical architecture. This will be a very, very exciting way to begin the festival, but with a composer who came not after Bach, but before Bach. And that's one of the things that I want to bring a little bit more to the festival. I'm fascinated by the influence that Bach had on later composers, but I'm also really interested in probing where Bach himself gained his influence as a composer from. So audiences can expect a little bit more exploration on that front in the future.
I'm speaking with Matthew Halls, the new artistic director of the Oregon Bach Festival. Two of the other instrumentalists who are performing in this year's festival, Jonathan Manson, one of the great cellists in the world, and also Simon Martin Ellis on lute, or the theorbo, the obsolete bass lute. Talk about what makes them a little bit special.
Well, both of those characters we're importing. Artists are coming from all over the world. Jonathan has gone on to become a professor at the Royal Academy of Music in London, and he's pretty much your cellist of first choice, really. He plays with all the leading European groups and also is a very, very fine soloist and has recorded a great deal. So Jonathan will be presenting the Bach cello suites here in combination with some other solo cello pieces by Gabrielli. And I would put that down as a not-to-be-missed concert. That really will be quite stunning. Simon Martin Ellis is coming from even further afield. He's Australian. He plays, as you rightly pointed out, a rather exotic instrument, the bass lute, the theorbo. And he reminds us of how sensual and how beautiful the sound of these old instruments can be in the right hands.
We are looking forward to having Jonathan Manson on cello and Simon Martin Ellis on theorbo in the KLCC studios this evening, Wednesday at 6:30 for the Oregon Bach Festival kickoff broadcast. Well, Matthew, you taught at Oxford for several years and have a strong educational component in your background. How does that figure into your role as artistic director of the Bach Festival?
This is a part of the festival that, under my leadership, will continue to grow because it's something that I believe in very strongly. And so this year you already see a new concept on the slate, and that is the introduction of the Organ Academy. Of course, Bach was a phenomenal organist himself. So it's, in my view, a no-brainer that we should want to integrate more that aspect of Bach's musical personality into our festival program. And we were incredibly lucky to gain Paul Jacobs as the master tutor for that course. And I really look forward to seeing what that extra component in our festival program will do to the festival program as a whole. But then, of course, the big project comes next year, and that is when we establish a brand new orchestral academy, a national orchestral academy dedicated to the education of period instrument players. That is a very, very new concept, and that is, of course, a very, very ambitious and a very, very exciting program for us to start next year.
And finally, in the years to come, what are your goals in moving the Oregon Bach Festival forward?
I suppose the underlying goal is simply to make sure that we continue to be relevant both to the community of Eugene and to the wider musical world, that we continue to ensure that we are bringing world-class music through Eugene every summer and offering something that is above and beyond the normal concert experience.
Well, welcome to your new role, and thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Eric. My pleasure.
Matthew Halls, new artistic director of the Oregon Bach Festival. The festival opens on Thursday, June 26th and runs through Sunday, July 13th. Tune in to KLCC this evening for the special hour kickoff broadcast in the Selco Performance Hall of the KLCC studios, featuring cellist Jonathan Manson and lutenist Simon Martin Ellis. For more on the festival, OregonBachFestival.com, and for a full extended version of this interview, online at KLCC.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.